Robert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. I had teased it yesterday that we were going to discuss this, and we might as well go ahead and just throw it out there as we talk Abel, the movie, by the way, which is kind of funny because we just had a new sponsor come on board, Abel Plumbing Company.
Oh.
And so it kind of confused me when I read it in the lines. It was like Abel, and I was like, no, that's not the same thing.
Well, maybe we need to collab.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Kelly Collins Lentz joins me as this has been your number one go-to. Let's tell the story behind this, by the way.
Okay.
First off. And because it's been a while since we've had you on. So All of this started due to a young lady that just kind of inspired you, mm-hmm. as well as people around you, and you kind of jumped on it and ran with it.
Yeah.
So let's tell her story.
Well, I mean, to back up even further than that, you know, I've been an actress for 35 years in film and television and raised four children that followed me into the industry and have starred on shows like The Walking Dead and Bosch and Miss Marvel and lots more. And about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, we decided it was time for us to start telling some stories of our own that had a positive effect on the hearts and minds of humanity. That's sort of our mission. Mm-hmm. And this is the first one we're telling, and it's about a mother who gives birth to a baby with Down syndrome and moves heaven and earth to help her redefine what's possible. And it's based on the true story of the Kosmulski family, who are out of Middletown, Delaware, which is ironically mm-hmm. where I grew up. We lived in the same hometown, never knew each other then. But Kayla has just redefined what's possible for someone with Down syndrome, as so many with Down syndrome mm-hmm. are nowadays.
Yes.
They're all overachievers.
Yes.
And she's the first teen with Down syndrome to win a state pageant title. So she just handed over her crown as Miss Delaware Teen USA 2024. And the movie that she did that after I finished writing the movie about her.
Mm.
So I finally had to sit her down and say, hey, can you please stop doing things?
Can you stop with all the accomplishments?
Can you stop achieving? I can't keep rewriting.
This is going to cost more money down the road to keep redoing everything.
Yes. So the movie is not about that particular journey,
right.
But it is about everything that led her up to becoming the type of young woman that could win that title.
Mm. Hey, because you see the stories, and they don't you see them through like word of mouth. As of late, I think that the Down syndrome has even been in the news. I've seen across my timeline, there's been a couple of gentlemen that have retired from their work, mm-hmm. which is something that I think 30 years ago you never saw anything about. And now they've gone through and they've graduated high school and gone on to the working world, and now they're retiring. And so,
yeah.
You know, you see stories like that, but this is going to be a story of success at an early age. So we're not having to say, well, what does she do later in life? She's already accomplished a lot in life.
Oh, she sure has. I mean, her family has changed 9 laws that affect the differently abled. She graduated with a regular high school diploma, which, you know, a lot of kids with Down syndrome don't do. She was in the Honor Society. She was a varsity cheerleader. She's now an NCAA cheerleader at Wilmington University mm-hmm. in Delaware. So she is just, she's accomplished more in 18 years than I think I have in my whole life. And so we just thought it was a story that needed to be told. And initially, you know, we were gonna film in Atlanta, which is where the industry is, which is where a lot mm-hmm. of our connections are. But Auburn and Opelika have persuaded me that we need to film it right here in town. And It's been amazing, the journey to get this done so far.
That'd be kind of cool. Be able to sleep in your own bed and then get up and go to work, right?
Right? Yes. It's unusual.
It's a little different than what you've been used to
Very
in the industry.
Very different. Yes. Always on location somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. So, right now, where are we in the process? Like, what can the community do to help?
Yes.
How can people get involved? Because when it's... This is, you can tell since you've been back here for a few years now, the Auburn Opelika community is one of those that will come together and get behind something like this.
There is no doubt in my mind that we moved here 2 years ago for a reason. Mm-hmm. And the reason is the people in this town. So many have gotten behind us. We've been doing a lot of small events called Able Sip and Supports, where people that want to get behind this invite 20 to 30 people into their home. I share the mission, what we're doing, and people, they've made donations to our crowdfund. They've they've helped to reduce our budget by offering us their game day condo for housing for cast and crew.
That's wild.
In some cases, we've gotten free filming locations out of it. So, for example, All for Children, speech and language pathology. Mm-hmm. Like, I need one of those in this movie. So they're letting us film there for free. That's a huge savings. So we're trying to raise the money while we reduce the budget at the same time. I met with the city of Opelika, and they are bending over backwards. They're going to let us film in their square and on their main street for free and provide all of the support that I need, you know, as far as road closures and things like that. They're connecting me to a lot of people. So they have been just so helpful. Businesses are getting behind us. Mm-hmm. Behind the Glass has become one of our biggest sponsors, and they're literally one of my favorite stores in this town. Texas Roadhouse, they offer to sponsor lunch for our cast and crew on one of our largest filming days, which is about a budget reduction of, I don't even know, $5,000 maybe?
That's crazy.
And so if I can get all of the food free, all of the housing free, and all of my filming locations free, I can make maybe a $1 million movie for half that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about a little over $300,000 raised. I'd love to get to somewhere between $500 and $750. So the way people can help is they can, if everybody in Auburn and Opelika went to our website today, mm-hmm. and gave our kind of base donation of $21 in honor of Trisomy 21, we would be there in time to film in July of 2026.
Wow.
Yeah. And another way people can support is, again, Texas Roadhouse is coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And on August 25th from 5 to 8, they're doing a Dine to Donate event. So come on out. We'll have merch there, Able merch that you can buy. They'll donate a percentage of proceeds from that evening to our film fund. Sweet Frog has already done that.
Mm-hmm.
We raised about $1,000 that way. So it's little by little, step by step, it's all coming in.
That is, to the outsiders, I know this is a life that you have been in and grown in. We don't realize until you start throwing out numbers and start throwing out, and little things like people donating the streets, you know,
yeah.
like the city of Opelika donating the streets and the time. And I'm sure law enforcement will have to be there to, that they're donating their time and all that and efforts
right.
to shut stuff down that day.
Yeah.
So you guys can shoot and,
This is why movies cost, you know, $10 million.
When people ask, you know, when somebody says, "Oh, that movie that was a $200-something million project," and you're sitting there going, "What in the world? They spent all that money on?"
Yeah.
And now you know
it adds up.
And
it's like having a child.
Yes. You're like, it would be
that
fine,
you
and
put
then
through an out of state college tuition.
Especially when you got multiple kids in your house, like you do as well. So we're talking about Able, the movie, and the website that they can go and find out more stuff on.
Ablemovie.com. And we'd also, one of the things we're trying to do is build our audience for this movie before we ever even shoot it. And so we're inviting people to follow the journey by getting mm-hmm. on our mailing list, which they can do at ablemovie.com. And also, by following us on Instagram at mm-hmm. Able Movie. Another way we're really reducing our budget is you can get on our mailing list and volunteer. If you've ever wanted to be in a movie,
mm-hmm.
walking up and down a street, sitting in a cafe, now is your chance. Because we're looking for volunteers that just want to come out for a day and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it fun. We're going to find sponsors to do a lot of giveaways on those days to our volunteer background actors.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
That's very cool stuff. We're going to talk more about this here momentarily. I do have to take a break. We come back. Kelly Collins-Lentz with us as we're talking about Able, the movie, how you can get involved. You just heard her. You can actually be in the movie. Now, she's not going to give you a starring role, by the way. Star of the movie we've already talked about.
You never know. You never
but
know.
But you may wow her. We never. So sign up. If you've been looking to do so, sign up. You may find out a little bit later on. Back more after this.
This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk. W-A-N-I.
Kelly Collins-Lentz with us as we're talking Able, the movie, and how it's going to be done right here in the Auburn Opelika. Any other events that are going to be taking place to help out?
So if you are a business, or I guess you don't have to be a business, you can be an individual.
Yeah.
We're doing a golf tournament at the AU Club on March 2nd, 2026. We know that that's like a while out, but we're working way ahead of time here.
It is.
As an independent film maker, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So you can buy a foursome, you can sponsor a hole. We're going to have lots of fun prizes. So we're working on that behind the scenes. And if you right now, if you want to get involved in that, you can email us at team@ablemovie.com. Let us know you want in on that, and we'll give you more details then.
When this came about, this thought process of you doing this and all, I mean, because let's call it what it is. I mean, your family's been very successful in the television movie industry. You know, you've been in front of the camera. I'm sure you've done some stuff behind the camera too. But this is a project. This is on you.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, nobody's giving a first time filmmaker $1 million to make a movie. You know, like Netflix is not calling me and saying, "What do you have?" And so I knew when I started this journey that I was going to have to find the financing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I'm okay with that, because a lot of times, like, I could just sell the script that I wrote to a studio and have them do it, but I lose ownership over the process at that point. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the point in my life and my career where I have some things that I want to say to the world, and I want to make sure that they're said the exact way I want to say them. And this particular movie, we want to change the narrative surrounding Down syndrome. Right now, when women or families get this diagnosis, either in utero or when they have the baby and it's a surprise, they are given a message of doom and gloom. Your life is over. This is going to be way too hard. They're not going to be able to do very much. And what they're not told is that families that have a baby with Down syndrome tend to be happier and more fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody shares that. And so really what doctors should be saying when they give this diagnosis is, wow, you just lucked out. You have entered a community that calls themselves the lucky few.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for no reason. And if you know anybody that has Down syndrome, you can catch a glimpse of why that might be. I have been so blessed by my associations with people like the Exceptional Foundation of mm-hmm. East Alabama, who, by the way, they're one of our sponsors too. They're doing our official Able mug because they do pottery.
Right, right.
And so I was over there the other day and they're painting away.
That's awesome.
And it's just such a blessing to be around these people. But So I want to be able to make sure that story is told. Nothing is left out that I think should be left out. And, you know, one of the sad things about being diagnosed with Down syndrome, especially in utero, is that 80 to 90% of those babies are terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tragic enough.
You said that first time around. That absolutely shocked me.
Yeah. I mean, and in some countries, it's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tragic enough, but when you add in the fact that I know, and I keep meeting more and more as I tell the story, I know at least 5 women whose story is they were diagnosed in utero and then went on to have a baby that did not have Down syndrome. So you have to wonder how many of that 80 to 90% are terminated completely based on false information.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not necessarily a pro-choice movie, but it is definitely a pro give me all the information movie. Mm-hmm. And people need to hear about the amazing resources that are available to families with Down syndrome, and also that you will be happier and more fulfilled
mm-hmm.
because studies show, and everybody I know that has a child with Down syndrome, biggest blessing of our lives,
right?
Completely changed our lives in ways we couldn't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a lot of movies out there that have employed actors with Down syndrome, which is great, we want to actually do a movie that celebrates the diagnosis.
Right. You say the words like blessings. You've been in with Kevin Flanagan. Kevin the Movie Guy Flanagan, who will be on tomorrow morning at 7:30. Big Screen Movie Reviews brought to you by The Edge. And but it will there be any sort of, with the script written, any sort of faith-based? I mean, does this family, did they rely on their faith to kind of get them through this as well?
I'm sure that they did. That's not a central theme in this particular film, because I just want to be authentic to their journey.
Right.
And I don't think they made their decision based on faith at all. I think they made their decisions outside of that. That said, I do think that the faith-based crowd will resonate with this movie because it celebrates all life.
Yeah.
And so I would say it's faith adjacent.
Yes.
How about that?
That's a good word. That's, what is it that Kevin uses when he comes in? He'll say, I forgot, a light Christian perspective is what he says he gives his movie reviews on.
Yeah.
And so that way folks don't take it to the pulpit and say, hey, he said this. No, it's not that.
Yeah, nobody's given their life to Jesus at the end of this movie.
Right, okay.
Right? Not that they shouldn't.
Right, right.
But that's not what this particular movie is about. But it definitely is about reducing, you know, underneath of that, my mission is to reduce the termination rate of babies with Down syndrome. I want a woman that just got the diagnosis to go see this movie because I guarantee you she's not attending the National Down Syndrome Convention.
Nope.
Which is happening in Dallas this week. She's not following the influencers that dedicate their platform to sharing why they're the lucky few, and they do an amazing job, but why would they be following them?
Right.
So we have to get this message out in a way that the average person is going to see it. And the best way to do that is with a feature film.
Yeah, it is. Which, by the way, you mentioned, is that the target date, July of next year, to start filming?
We'd love to be filming next July, yes.
So they need your blood, sweat, tears, money, checkbooks, whatever it may be, in order to make that happen.
Absolutely, yeah. And all gifts are tax deductible. So if you're looking for, somewhere to send your 2025 giving, we'd love you to consider Able Movie.
The, website is what?
Ablemovie.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Able Movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is, you know, one of the big mistakes that independent filmmakers make is they spend so much time raising the money to make their movie, they forget to find their audience. And so the movie fails, not because it's not good, but because nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
So we want, you know, we're trying to build that. We've built it to maybe almost 4,000 in just a few months. So we'd love to get it to maybe 50 or 100,000 by the time the movie comes out.
And you never know. I mean, you this may be a hidden thing that you've had in the back where you've like, I've always wanted to be a part of the film industry. Well, now you can be. You can donate and you can make this happen. Going to be filmed right here in the Auburn, Opelika area and Lee County area, which I think is just absolutely awesome because everybody will be able to get involved. So be sure to go to the website. We'll have the interview up on the web on our website a little bit later on. So that way you can, even if you forget the website name, you can go to aunetwork.com. Just click on the WANI logo. As always, this is very cool stuff. I told you I love it every time you come in here.
Well, I enjoy coming in chatting with you every time.
So we'll make this a habitual thing whenever that
I
way.
I love it.
That way
with Able update.
There you go. An Able update that's going to be taking place. So that way we can keep that target date as well. So Kelly Collins-Lentz with us, Auburn Opelika this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.